From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Guyana, Walter Rodney's son says he will maintain his fast until his demand for an inquiry into his father's death is met. Jamaica's foreign minister says the investigation into why travellers were detained in Britain has begun. And we take a stroll through the former glory of Cuba's capital, Havana. Despite an assurance that his concerns would be raised with the president of Guyana, Shaka Rodney, son of the late Dr. Walter Rodney, is continuing his protest in Georgetown. Shaka Rodney is on a dawn-to-dusk hunger strike outside the offices of Guyana's Attorney General. The action is to highlight what he believes is the government's reluctance to hold an inquiry into his father's death. Dr. Rodney was killed in an explosion on the 13th of June 1980. Today, Janet Jagan, wife of President Dr. Chedi Jagan, expressed surprise that the protest was continuing, since she had assured Shaka Rodney that the matter would be raised with the president when he returned to the country on January 2nd. She says she told him if the president did not respond within a week of his return, he should resume his protest. But what are the chances of a fresh inquiry being launched into Dr. Rodney's death? Opponents of the previous government of Guyana, led by the Working People's Alliance, the party Dr. Rodney founded, said his death was a state-sponsored assassination. The then government staged an inquiry, which returned a verdict of death by misadventure. The current Attorney General, Bernard de Santos, says unless new evidence is presented, he sees no sense in reopening the case.